Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 279. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track by Bob Mould. That is the track See a Little Light, which was a minor hit off of his workbook album released in 1989, though it has just been re-released back in February as a 2-CD version, including a bonus track that was a B-side, as well as some live versions of those songs. I had that album before, but in 1990 or so, my freshman year of college, I traded that cassette for a cassette copy of Husker Du's in Arcade. I'm probably still happy with that trade, but it's nice to pick up this newly remastered and enhanced version. And per the rules of the podcast, if I add it to my music collection, you're going to get to hear a cut. Bob's got a new album coming out real soon, so hopefully I'll have a track for that for you guys as well. But until then, let's jump into the future a little bit, or at least in the modern times. This is James Supercave with the track Old Robot. Something old, something new, something borrowed. That is the Pixies with the song Ring the Bells that came out on the EP number 3 back in March of this year. And just recently they've collected all three of their post-reunion EPs as one album called Indie Cindy. I won't be playing a track from that because I've played tracks from each of the three EPs, I believe. Before that, we heard from James Supercave with the song Old Robot. That's on the band's EP The Afternoon, which came out March 25th on Hit City USA, a band out of Los Angeles, California that I know very little about, though I do like that track. The rest of the EP, though, I'm kind of hit and miss on. So give that one a listen, see if it's something that works for you. It's always a learning experience here on the Too Much Rock podcast because that's how it works. Every week, it's just the music that I get. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We're going to listen to it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of coming back, I've got a track here by Chad Van Gallen. The song is called Weighted Sin.
Head down on track.
my head. What was that noise? That was Syracuse, New York's Perfect Pussy with the song Bells. That's on the album Say Yes to Love, which came out March 18th on Captured Tracks. The band is out on tour now, or will be heading out shortly. I know they've got a date in Kansas City with Potty Mouth and Bad Ideas at Czar. So if they're playing Kansas City, they're probably playing your town too. Before that, we heard from Art Contest with the song Trip Pants. The name of that album is Math Major, and you might need to be a math major to listen to that one. Luckily, I was close enough. That came out January 17th. The band released that themselves. They're based out of somewhere in South Carolina. They don't tell us, and maybe we don't want to know. And before that, we heard from Chad Van Gallen with the song Weighted Sin. That's on his new album, Shrink Dust, which will be out April 29th of this year on Sub Pop Records. He is, of course, based out of Calgary in Alberta, Canada. Saw him a few years ago at Sappy Fest, and the entire crowd just went crazy for him, and I was just scratching my head wondering, who is he? Even though he's on Sub Pop, I just don't know how well he's translated to the U.S., or at least didn't at that time. We'll see. This is an interesting album. Lots of noise, a little too avant for me at sometimes, and a little too mellow at others, but give it a listen. I'm sure there's streaming somewhere already, and it may be something that works wonderfully for you. Well, I see I'm about out of time here, so let me get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 279. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook or Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, let's see, the 15th, Mates Estate are playing at the Granada. 22nd, Richard Buckner has that secret house show. Email me if you want to know where that one's at, how to get tickets. The 23rd, Waxahachie at Czar Bar. The 23rd, Red Kate is playing at Vandals. 25th, Churches at the Midland or Stonehaven at the Riot Room. I'm not going to miss that one. That is called Catastrophe, I believe. It is a benefit for kiddies featuring black metal bands, so can't go wrong there, right? On the 26th, Arcade Fire is playing at Starlight. The 28th, Hold Steady, the morning show at Tank Room for the Eggs and Kegs, get drunk on a Monday morning. Or that night with Deer Tick at the Granada. On the 30th, Ghost Mice are playing at Art Closet. Looking forward there. Matt Pryor playing at the Record Bar on the 2nd. Dandy Warhol's the 9th at the Riot Room. Slayer on the 13th at the Uptown. Or Matt Pond PA that same night at the Record Bar. Pagan Fest the 16th at Riot Room. The 18th is that Perfect Pussy show I was talking about. As well as Against Me at the Granada with a couple of bands I really like, which is sad because I'm... Well, I've got to see that Perfect Pussy show because that's just going to be crazy and tear apart that town. The Lucky's playing the Record Bar on the 23rd, 27th, Abigail Williams at the Riot Room, and then we're all the way into June. Swearin', Typhoon, Deaf Heaven, another Lucky show, lots of things coming out way in the future there. But we need to wrap things up here. I'll let you know that in the last week, photos have ended up on the Too Much Rock website of the Cosmonauts Black Sea show at Focal, photos from Swerve On, the Quiver CD release, and Bad Ideas at the Brick, and then of course all of that coverage from the Center of the City Fest. Coming up this weekend, I guess I should mention, it is Record Store Day. So Saturday, the Too Much Rock Single Series Volume 2 will be released featuring Rev Gusto, and they're playing at Mills Record Company. All-day fest there, like 8 bands or 10 bands or something. It's just going all day. It's going to be an incredible party. There's going to be coffee, and there's probably a donut there for you too. So show up there, pick up all your records, listen to some good bands, and I'll have some coverage from that up on Too Much Rock as well. So we've got one band left for you. I'm going to play a track by Call to Mind. This is on the band's album, The Winter is White, which just came out April 14th on Olive Grove Record, a band based out of Scotland. The song I'm going to play is Untitled, and I don't know if it's titled Untitled or merely an untitled track, but it kind of reminds me of that other Scottish band that got loud and quiet and loud and quiet, but this band is much more nuanced, and much of the album stays tame and quiet and reserved and nice, but this one lets go a little bit, and that's why I think I like it the best. So we're going to wrap up here with a track by Call to Mind. This one is Untitled. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.